Okay, so we're on the Mesia of Vavav Beis, today's Lapis Chav Zayin. So the Gemara is going back to ask on Shmuel. Shmuel has said yesterday that Zrika Shalobim Komo Kim Komo. If you throw the blood on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, it still counts. But he said basically it counts because the Mishnah said that it's, the Mishnah had said on yesterday that it was if you threw it on the Kevesh or Shalok Negel Asod, it's possible the Ebo Karis. Then Shmuel had said that it's not that it's pasul gamrei, it's pasul only with gabi the basar. Right? Shmuel said it's pasul the basar, but violin is kafru. And we said the reason is because he says shalokim komo kim komo gabi on the mizbeach. So Gemara asks, Mesri, we ask the kasha from the following brisa. Chishev, if during the time of the shita or the kabbalah or the halacha, chishev, right, litain es hadamim handitonim lamal lamata. So you had machshava. Let's say during the shita. You had machshava during the shkita to throw the blood the wrong place. Meaning you thought that I'm going to throw it connected how you sow. Or I'll throw it on the kevesh, right? Or whatever the white rice says, litanis hani tanim l'mal l'mata. But you had a chattas that had to be, the blood had to be thrown on the top, above the mid-level of the mizbeach, and you had machshava to throw it below the mid-level of the mizbeach. Or l'mata l'mal, or something that's supposed to be thrown on the bottom part of the mizbeach, you had machshava to throw it on top of the mizbeach. La alter, if you had that machshava that I will throw it in the wrong spot today, right? I'm going to do that today. Kosher. We say that the korban is completely kosher. The korban is completely kosher. There's no problem because even if you would say that zrika shalobim komo, is puzzle, not like Shmuel, you would say and it comes out that you shechted al menas to throw the blood in the wrong spot. That machshava doesn't pass for the korban. We don't have that machshava pasul in the korban. Because we see in a Gemara, in Daf Lamed Bo, we're going to see that the only machshava that pasul the korban, according to most shitas, is machshava chutz mano, chutz from koma, which really means not the wrong spot as bail, but chutz from koma means outside of this area, so outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or outside of Yishlayim, depending on the korban. But other machshavas don't pasul the korban. So he had a machshava to throw it on the wrong part of the Zbeach today. So it amounts to nothing. To throw it today, which is the right time, he's going to put on the wrong part of the machshava, throw on the wrong part of the mizbeach, assuming he didn't do that in the end. He didn't do anything to the korban. The korban's fine, right? But chazav v'chishev, but if he has another machshava, let's say he has a machshava spigul along with it, meaning, I'm going to throw the blood of the chatas, which is supposed to be on top of the mizbeach, I'm going to throw it on the bottom of the part of the mizbeach tomorrow. That's a pigul machshava involved there also. So then we say puzzle. It's puzzle. The ain't book. That's chutzim komo, sorry. Chutzim komo. The chutzim komo is the other pickle, the pickle of the Torah, but that's what we call pickle. I'm going to throw it, which is weird. How do you have that? I guess he has the machshava to eat the meat tomorrow. I'm going to throw the blood on the wrong part of his mizbeach, and I'm going to eat the meat tomorrow. So it's a machshava soul. So we say, possible ainbo kares. And if he has a pickle machshava as well, because it's chutzim zmano, then pickle b'chayava lef kares. And it's pickle. Okay? Remember, the halach with pickle is, the halakha of pigul is that in order to become pigul, has to be no other soul in the korban. We mentioned that before. Makrif ha-makrif in tzvasel. Just keep that in mind. So the Gemara continues. Remachar pasul. If he then says, let's say he says, I'm going to throw the blood on the wrong part of his bath tomorrow. It's pasul. Right? Because it's as if he said, I'm going to leave the blood on over till tomorrow. That's called, he left the blood over tomorrow. So whether it's irrelevant whether you hold Zrika Kim Komo or Lapim Komo, still, you throw in the blood tomorrow, which is a problem. Chazer B'chishe, Bein Chutzim Zmano, Bein Chutzim Komo, Pasuv Ein Bokaris. But if you add to that Machshava, also Machshava Chutzim Komo, or a Pigel Machshava, it's only Pasuv Ein Bokaris. The question is going to be, why? Why is it Pasuv Ein Bokaris? Isha lobim komo kivim komo dami, hai pasul pigulhu. If Shmuel is right, that shalobim kivim komo is kivim komo, then why do we say that it's only pasul? It should be pigul. Why? Like I said before, pigul only applies if nothing else is wrong with the carbon. If I had machshava to throw the blood in the wrong spot tomorrow, plus pigul. So throwing the blood in the wrong spot tomorrow is good according to Shmuel. So that's not a possible part of the korban. The only machshava I had is The only possible machshav I have is chutzlus mano. That should be pigle. Why is it possible bein b'kares? It should be pigle. So the Gemara answers, ish shalom koma, because rikum koma dami, kikum koma dami, hi possible, why is this possible? Pigle who, right? Because you have machshava to do zriko chutzlus mano. So you see from here that zriko shalom koma lachim koma dami. So one says, Amar, no. Distinguish between the Zrika Gibim Komo, the Zrika Shalobim Komo is like Zrika Shebim Komo. It does count for certain things, but it's not exactly the same thing. It's a filler. Other Masrocha, Zrika de Sharia Basar Ba'athila, Maisli de Pigle, Zrika de Lo Sharia Basar Ba'athila, Lo Maisli de Pigle. The only time that if you have a Machshava of Zrika, that if you have a Machshava on a Zrika to do Pigle, that it will become Pigle, is if that zrika that you would do would match the carbon to be eaten. What do we have in our case? What Shmuel said? Ein atanami zrika shalovim kolim from komodami. But it only allowed for the carbon to be olive abayim from kova. Did not allow us to eat the meat. And the only way you can have pigle is if the zrika that we're talking about if you did the zrika correctly, it would match the meat. Here you wouldn't match the meat because it was zrika shalovim komo, right? Rashi says, Zrika de lo sharia, lo mas de pigle, Zrika de lo sharia basar bechila, ki avila bismana. If you did the Zrika bismana, right, ki gon Zrika shalobim komo, you did the Zrika at the right time, right, lo mas de pigle, bain shakisha ba amanas lahaki imun lamachar, bain shakisha bishkita lamebi lahak Zrika lamachar, lo mas de pigle. It could only come to de pigle if the Zrika that you would do is something that outside of, if there wouldn't have been machshavas pigle, that zrika would have matched zachiva. Here, pull away the machshavas pigle. What are you left with? Yeah, you're left with the zrika shalovim komo. So fine, zrika shalovim komo works for the violin, but doesn't work for the basa. So therefore, it's not sufficient zrika. That's why, even though zrika shalovim komo can komo dummy, you would still see here that these items are puzzle, not pigle, because they don't have a perfect zrika. So amalei ravashi marzuchim minolachana minolachah. How do you know this? He says it's from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Im heyachol yechami basar zevach shlamav ayom ashlishi." Right? The pasuk says, "Pigle yeah." So he says, "Pigle yeah." He learns that from there. Misha piglu garim lo yotzezesh ein piglu garim lo. Right? The only thing that becomes chayav kares is if the pigle is what causes it to be pasul. Yotzezesh comes to exclude anything else that causes it not to be eaten. Right? Yotzezesh ein piglu garim lo eli ishadavar acher garim lo. Some other reason caused it not to be eaten. Here's what caused it not to be eaten is also the fact that he threw in the wrong place. So again, you threw in the wrong place, so it counts for the bialim, but it doesn't allow you to eat the meat, so therefore it's not a perfect zrika, and therefore you won't have pigle, won't apply. Right? Because the whole concept of the pigle is that's the only pigam in the carbon. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, that zrika shalovim komo doesn't count, e hafi, ifsuli nami lipsol. Why is the nami lo lipsol? Why is the carbon possible at all? Why is the Korobos law? What's the question? If we say Zrika Shalovim Komo is not considered a Zrika Lagabi Machshava, right? We say it doesn't apply the pigle, right? Doesn't it count because it doesn't allow the meat to be eaten. So why does it count at all? It should be discarded. And if you have this Machshava, right? If you have a Machshava to eat the meat, to throw the blood in the wrong spot, it should be possible. It should not be possible at all. Why would we say it's possible? The question is, we just said that this doesn't count. It's not a possibly machshava, the gabe pigle, but it's not a machshava that allows you to continue with pigle. So why is it? So therefore, it's not a machshava. It's not a machshava. So why is it? Why is it the carbon possible? Just ignore the whole thing. So Omer of Nachum by Yitzhak, Nachum says, "Midi the havei machshava he knew." The close Rashi and Rambam had to explain the Gemara. We'll say like Rashi, it's similar to the concept of Hinuach, right? The Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. I said before, there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And Chachamim say that the only machshavos that pasul karbanos are shalom shma, shalom bezmano, shnim yabaylin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you have machshava to do anything to the karban that had you actually done it, it would make the karban pasul. So then the karban pasul. One of those things is Hinuach. Right, you makashiv lahaniyach at the dam la'achas mana. I have machshava to leave the blood over till tomorrow. Right, so if I actually left the blood over, the carbon pasul, you have to throw the blood on that day. So too here. Even though this isn't a zrika that's mitfagelas, even though this isn't a zrika that will cause figo, nevertheless, I call upon him, if you had machshava, to leave the blood over till tomorrow, it would be possible. If you left the blood over till tomorrow, it would be possible. So too here, we're going to say, that if you had machshava, whatever would happen had you done it, it has the same impact when you have the machshava. So I have machshava to leave the blood open for tomorrow. And I left the blood open tomorrow, it'd be possible. So I have machshava to throw the blood in the wrong part of the veil. What would happen had I thrown the blood in the wrong part of the veil? It'd be kosher, we wouldn't be able to eat it. Right? We say possible. So to hear that, we say, that's why we say that's why we say it's possible. But I'll leave it in Rabbi Yehuda, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds that this type of machshava is poselus. So Gemara says, no. Now Reish Lakish is going to try to explain our Mishnah differently than Shmuel. What was the problem with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that if you throw in the wrong part of the fair, it's possible. Shmuel said, what? His little dope cocky says, possible only means that the meat is possible. But the carbon still counts for the violin. Right, Reish Lakish, Omar La'ola, possible mamish. When it says possible in the Mishnah, it really means possible. It's completely, completely possible. And the Shalovim Komo can Komo dummy. And nobody holds like Shmuel and says, Zrika, the wrong spot of the Mizbeah still counts. Right? The low kasha. And why isn't it a problem our Mishnah? So our Mishnah, what does it mean, low kasha? Because right? The Shalovim Komo dummy. Right, so he's going to say, so he puts it in the wrong spot. So it's the current puzzle. But Shalom and Koma can Koma dummy. So Reish Lakish is going to say there was another Machshava involved at the same time. The problem is we have a Mishnah later on that says that if you throw it in the wrong spot, you can go back and get more blood from the behemoth and do the Zrika again. But if you hold Shalom and Koma can Koma dummy, why are you doing that? You already accomplished Kapara. So Reish Lakish answers the theory. He says, Lo Kasha Khan, by the chest of the Pasuk, I guess, or when it says that we learn that Shalom and Komo can Komo Dami, that's your Nasa Mishnika, when you had no other Machshavas Psoil. The only Psoil is thrown in the wrong spot, then the Mishnah says, Shalom and Komo can Komo Dami, and it works, however it works. But Khan, in our Mishnah, Shenasim Ba'amira, or Machshavas, depending on how you learn. It says, Shenasim Ba'amira, which I think means, had another psul machshava. Let's say you had machshava. Not only did I throw the blood in the wrong spot, while I did that, I had machshava to eat the meat outside of the right time. I had a pigle machshava. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though I had a machshava this pigle, it's still not pigle. It's only pasul the aimbo kares. Because normally you would say machshava's pigle requires you to have kares. But he was saying no. Since you had machshava, or since you threw the blood in the wrong spot, plus you had machshava's pigol, throwing the blood in the wrong spot, even though it normally counts, it doesn't count enough for pigol, like we said before. And then the Gemara just says, Tanan, Tisha, Lichin, Tisha, Lamata, Lamala, Lamata, An, Midi, Nahad, Machshava's, Yinu, Chalid, Rabbi, Yudha. You have the same chapter of the Targum, which is interesting. The Gemara just goes through the whole chapter of the Targum here, because I was late. The Gemara was nice enough to say, let me just summarize it, the same chapter of the Targum we had on Shmuel's opinion, we have on Reish Lakish's opinion as well. The machshava counts to pasul, but doesn't. You're not chayiv kares. Normally, machshava is pigul, and you chayiv kares. But you only have the chayiv kares by pigul, and that's the only thing that's wrong with the karban. Here we're saying that if you throw the blood on the wrong spot, plus the machshava is pigul. So you threw the blood on the wrong spot. Yes, it counts enough to be kimkomo in order to get kapara for the vilim, but since it doesn't count enough for the, since it doesn't count enough for the meat, it's really pasul. The Mishnah, when it says pasul, means the whole thing is pasul, because you had machshavas pigul. Why don't you get kares? Because they had it in the wrong spot. Yeah, machshavas pigul, you're doing one of the other avodos. Right, but you have to complete the carbon correctly. You can undo the pigul part, yeah. Yeah. You can mess with the carbon another way, and the carbon's still puzzle, but he removes the fear of cars. Yeah, okay. Well, why is it pickle ever? What coins will say that? I mean, aren't the Kohanim trained? Did they learn Zochim? I'm Ashavu. I'm going to throw the blood tomorrow. Why? Who would do that? All right. Stomach. Rav Yochanan Amar Yochi says no. Ediv Ediv. This Mishnah, right, and the Mishnah that we're going to see before, Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah that Lamed Beis said, and if you, like I said before, if you Zarek Shlovim Komo, right, our Mishnah says Zarek Shlovim Komo, the Komo is Puzzle. And there's a Mishnah on Lamed Beis, it's also going to, it was also brought yesterday, that says if you Zarek Shlovim Komo, you can go and collect more blood and bring it. So he says, I Ediv Ediv Shenasa Mishnika, you had no other Machshava. He's in the, instead of claiming that there's a halakha difference between the two cases, there's just a practical difference between the two cases. Do you have enough blood left, enough dam left in the animal to collect and to bezrik again? Right? Shalovim komo lavim komo dam. He holds number one, shalovim komo lavim komo dam. I argue with Shmuel, I argue with Rish Lakish. Throw what's supposed to be thrown on top, you throw on the bottom, no good. Shalovim komo lavim komo dam. Baha, and what we say in the Mishnah Lekaman, that you can go back and do it again, it's the Ika Dama Nefesh. There's more Dama Nefesh in the neck of the animal. To go back and get it, to do the drink again. Redo it. But ha, in our case, where it says puzzle, it means puzzle mamish. The whole thing is puzzle. Because there's no concept of laughing komo from komo. Laughing komo is laughing komo. And therefore, ha, the Leka Dama Nefesh, there's no extra blood, and therefore it's puzzle. There's nothing else you can do. But now, we learned in our Mishnah, puzzle the Ebo Karis. It says puzzle the Ebo Karis. So we're going to say, what is that? What's it has to be a chiddush to that line. According to whom does that line work? It makes sense. It's teaching me a chiddush. Even though I had a machshavas pigol, it's still ebo karis because it's shalovim komo from komo dami. But El Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Mishnah where there was no other machshava, and the whole reason why it's puzzle is because shalovim komo ainam from komo, so my ebo karis. What's the chiddush? Of course, ebo karis. So the only time you would get there's no machshava here. The only time you get karis is when you have machshavas pigol. According to Rish Lakish, there's no machshava here. Just like I threw it in the wrong spot. So Ebo Karis? Of course Ebo Karis. It's not part of the Karis world. So Kasha, the Lashon of the Mishnah, is a Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Well, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who said that pasul just means that the meat is supposed to be eaten. But it's all Labanim Shemkova, my Ebo Karis, what does it mean? Why do we have to learn the words Ebo Karis? Hakika Amar, it comes to teach us, Im Nason b'machshava pasul. Same thing like Reish Lakish. If you said it with a machshava of pigol, nasa b'machshava, pasul v'ein karis. It's pasul but ein karis because it wasn't completely kosher other than the pigol. Because shalom and komo from komo dami, it's not. It's like it's hard to say. The lumas. It's shalom kim komo dami for the most part. It counts for the violin, but it's not considered that you were mocking the matir kibitzvah. So it wasn't done. It doesn't dawn perfectly. Therefore, pigol doesn't have room to be fouled. And that's why it's puzzle the Ebo Karis. The Gemara says, who Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, we already asked the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. And it wasn't a Tiyuk like this. So he's still, Rabbi Yochanan's Tita is still living around. So Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Lovim Komo Lav Kim Komo Rami. You hold that throwing in the wrong part of the Mizbeah is as if you threw it on the wrong part of the Mizbeah. That doesn't count. Right? Shalom Komo Lav Kim Komo Rami. Lahave Ki Nishbach Min Aklim In Aritzpa V'yasvenu. So it's just, so the wrong part of the Mizbeah should be the same thing as the floor. What do we say? The luck is, if I collect the blood of the Kli Sharis, and then the blood smells, I can gather the blood, put it back in the Kli Sharis, and throw it again. So if I throw the blood in the wrong part of the Mizbeah, oh, you did it in the wrong part of the Mizbeah. It counts for nothing. So gather it up, put it back in the Kli, and throw it again. It's the same thing as if it fell on the floor. The Gemara says, no, no, no. Several luck command damar lo yasmeno. There's a machlokas tanoim, and heals according to the town as a whole, so you're not allowed to regather it. The idea is that the Mizbeah is kohen. The Mizbeah collects what's attached to it. Another sheet, another philosophy that is, even something that's puzzle that goes up onto the Mizbeah to be burned, we'll see that later also, hopefully. You can't take it down. So the Mizbeah has certain powers of collection. So he says it here also. It's different than the floor. One of the Mizbeah, you're not allowed to collect it. Okay, so another philosophy. We did something. What's the difference, as Mara's pointing out? The difference is that you put it in a place, the blood is now in a place that didn't count for anything. So he's saying, basically what you're saying, similar, that it does count for something. It's just, it's in the wrong spot, but you did something. Here you say you did an action, but you actually threw it, as opposed to, we'll say the guy takes the blood in the cup, takes the blood and throws it on the floor like this. I think he can. Then you can pick it up and redo it. Where it says, so several luck command the Amar lo yasvena. The Amar of Yitzchak Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, is a brisa of the button. Hakol, both Tanoim and the brisa of Modim, they agree. Those that go on top, you put it on the bottom. or lamatis nothing lamalo, the load that goes on the bottom, you threw on top. Shalokim mitzvason, that you did them in the raw, or you had a makshava shalokim mitzvason. You had a makshava that you did the korban in the wrong way. You had a makshava shul, you did it with your left hand. Rashi says lo yasvenu, you're not allowed to gather it. You must know about that. Lo nechtu ella ben yistanim lamalo shnatan lamatay. He only argues about those that are supposed to go. The only makhlokes is those are supposed to go on top of the zbeach that they go on the bottom of the zbeach or lamata shenason. There was a difference. Nisan and Lamala, Shanathan Lamala. Lo Nathu Ella, Vinisan and Lamala, Shanathan Lamata, Lamata, Shanathan Lamala. So if Yossi Omer, Lo Yasmen, you don't gather it. Shimmer Omer, you don't spend it. What's the difference? What's the Hakol Modim? Hakol Modim, Vinitan and Lamala. Oh, you did it already. Shanathan Lamala. It was supposed to go on top, and you did it on top. Lamata, Shanathan Lamata. Right, okay, fine. So the Machlokas is that those that went, was supposed to go on top, do on the bottom. But those that go on the bottom, did on top. Rav Yossi says, even those Rika Shalovim Komo was not Kim Komo, Lo Yasmeni. The whole point, like you said, they went on to the Mizbeach. Or Shimon Omer Yasmeno. He says you can collect it because it wasn't done appropriately. If it's spilled on the floor. Who Mishnah Seinu Kedibri Omer Lo Yasmeno. Rav Yochanan will say, our Mishnah goes to Rav Yossi, who says you're not allowed to collect it. Rav Chisda Amar Adimi, Rav Chisda learns the Machlokes a little differently. Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, Vini Tarn Lamata, some is supposed to be thrown on the bottom, the Chot of Sikra. Shenasan Lamala, he threw on top, Lo Yasmeno. You're not allowed to collect it. Everyone agrees to that. So our mission can go with Kuli Alma. The kosher cane. And a kosher cane, being a tongue of Malo, Shanas and Lamata. If somebody's supposed to go on top, you throw on the bottom, Lo Yasmen. Because the point is that the Mizbeah can collect it. If somebody's supposed to go on the top, throw it on the bottom, you could say, of course, kosher cane. Because in the end, when you throw something on the top, it gets to the bottom anyway. It drips down. And the tongue of Lamata, you say the tongue of Lamata go on top, and we went up to the Mizbeah. There's different things. The Mizbeah grabs it, right? The low nechuk, what's the machlokas? El b'nitanim lefnim, a korban that's supposed to have blood thrown on the inner mizbeach, right? Shenas on the foot, so you throw on the outer mizbeach, or if the foot's supposed to go on the outer mizbeach, you throw on the inner mizbeach, it's Rav Yossi Omer Yasvenu. In that case, Rav Yossi says you should gather it up, because you're on the wrong mizbeach, right? Rav Shimon Omer Lo Yasvenu. Rav Shimon says the shita switches the shitas, but he says Lo Yasvenu because that's a shame mizbeach. Still considered mizbeach. Mizbeach is kolik. He doesn't say which Mizbeach gathers it. He says even the inside Mizbeach is enough. It grabs it, so you can't gather it up. It's no good, but you can't fix it, because Mizbeach grabs it. Yom Kippur, all the but a carbon, an animal carbon, maybe one that just in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. So that way you talk about Yom Kippur. Got messed up on Yom Kippur. All right. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Af Anan Namitzin. I also learned the Brisa like Rav Yochanan. Good. Learned like Rav Yochanan. Okay, again, just one more. He says, and remember the halakha that the Mizbeach grabs even with puzzle. So if I have a puzzle carbon and somehow it went up on the Mizbeach, he can't take it down. For the most part, you don't take it down. The Mizbeach is kolik. That's what it is. You learn that from the puzzle because the puzzle says, Zos Tarasa Ola, Hiya Ola, Al Bokta, Al Mizbeach, Kolalaila, Adabokar, the Asian Mizbeach, Kachbo. The Mizbeach grabs it, right? Once it goes on the Mokad, once it goes up, it has to be to the whole Laila. So Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, we have three words. It says, Zos hi ha'ola, hare elu shlosha miutim. That means there are three miutim. So there are three exclusions to this rule that goes up in the Mizbeach, stays up. What are they? Prat l'shnishcha tabalayla, something that was shechted at light and night, if that went up on the Mizbeach, take it down. V'shenishbach dama, right, something that the blood spills on the floor, gets straight from the neck. It spills on the floor, there's no blood, it goes up, it comes down. And the yatsa dama chutz l'klaim. If the blood went outside the walls, him also tere. In that case, if they go up, you bring them down. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon learns the following. Ola. It says in the word Ola in the Pasuk, Eini Ela Ola Kshera. I don't know that Ola Kshera is supposed to go up in his Mizbeach. Minayla Rabo Shanishma Delilah. I don't include that even if something was shechted at night. Vishanishma Dhamma, or the blood spilled. So Yatza Dhamma puts the client. And the blood went out of the wrong spot. The Halon, and the meat was left overnight. The meat went out of the base of the Mikdash. The Pasuk came Tameh. to nishda chuk l'zmano, or if I had a machshava, bad machshava to a machshava's pigle, be'a chutz l'mkomo, or machshava to eat in the wrong spot, v'shakib l'psulim, or so, or a balmom or a zar accepted the blood, basically all the psulim, v'shakib l'psulim, v'zarkar l'zdamo, and or the balmom threw the blood, hanisan v'zarkar l'zdamo, or nisan l'malo shnat l'mato, that stuff is supposed to go on top, one on the bottom, or nisan l'mato shnat l'malo, or hanisan mitnim shnat l'chutz. All these things that make the carbon puzzle mean night, how do we know that either they go up on the Mizbeach or stay up on the Mizbeach? Tamil Omar, Torah Sa'ola, one Torah, Riba Torah, Achas Akola Olam, and Im Olu Lo Yerdu, they go up. So the Gemara says, aye, so if you're eating, including all of these psulim, why don't you include other psulim? Yachos and Yimarba, Apar Nirba, a behemoth that was sodomized, Behamuksor, a behemoth that was put aside for a Vodazara, Vaneber, a behemoth that was worshipped for a Vodazara, Vaesnon, Vamechir, Vakilai, Vatrape, Vavyote, Dauphin, how do you know not to include those? Tamil Lomar, Zos. Zos is a Rias. Mar asked, Ma, Reisel, Rapos is Elu, Hotis Elu, why are you including these and excluding those? Mar says, Marbiani is Elu, Shahib Sulim Kodesh. The other ones became Kodesh, and then became Pasul. These things never became Kodesh. Everything happened. Eslam Zorma happens before it became Kodesh. Umotani is Elush, Aloha Yipsulim Kodesh. Ketani Mio, nevertheless, you see in the Bryce it says, that Hanisan and Lamata, Shadasan Lamala, those that are thrown on the bottom, or they're supposed to go on the bottom, that were thrown on the top, or Lamal Shadasan Lamata, below the Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. His exclusion was three other things. So my time doesn't argue. La Mishum, the Kalti Mizbeach, Shma Mina, Lo Yasvena. He holds that the Mizbeach granted, therefore, you don't collect it. Shmam, that's what you learn from here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Sorry about that, but good to throw this about it.